Arthur Guitar Boogie Patterson was responsible for perhaps the nation's most authentic metre in verse. You can practically smell gum trees in this sort of stuff. It's full of bush lore and traditional yarns. This is called the Authentic Australian Bush Ballad. There was Kipling at the Kipling, for the Kipling got around that the colt they called the Kipling got away. It was worth 1,000 Kiplings and it vanished overnight, and it took off up the Rudyard where the Kiplings often go. So the Kiplings came from everywhere, preparing for the fray. Every man who'd ever kippled, every man who knew the way. Glinting sunlight caught the bridle of the youngest man among them. He was rather like a Kipling, undersized. But the shout that spurred them onward lifted hands and heels together, and they kippled up the Rudyard with their eyes upon the prize. No one ever saw such Kipling. Ne'er were man and horse together, nor as swift nor sure-footed as they climbed. But the mob was Kipling faster and was down the other side and heading straight towards the Rudyard where they knew that they could hide. And the old man wheeled and halted, standing, Kipling, at the prospect that the colt was gone beyond where even mountain man could ride. And he knew, all hope receding, no one now could head the mob. For never yet were horse and rider seen who could follow once the Brumbies made the tree line up the Rudyard, Kipling wild and Kipling free in places man has never been. Then a roar was heard of horses crashing through the rocks and tundra, and the old man's fingers tightened on the rein. For any mob that crossed the river made the toughest alpine scrub that ever mountain soil could sustain. But a new sound filled the valley as the Brumbies broke their cover and across the river tracings ran for home. And the old man turned to Clancy and he thought he caught him smiling when he asked him who could get down there alone. And again the snap of whip crack, and the men could see the pack with now a single rider gaining from the rear. And they could hear the young man yelling. How he'd got there, no one knew. Clancy said that he'd be buggered, and he promised him a beer. And they watched with hearts a-kipling, for their spirits now were lifting, and they stood up in their stirrups and they cheered. Riding flank to flank they saw him with the fastest of the mob. If they made the other bank, the lot were gone. But he headed them and held them, and the leaders turned and halted. They were beaten, and they knew it. They were done. And exhausted, wet and foaming, they began the journey home in the warm softness of the steeply banking sun. There's a green and yellow wattle to the north of Reedy Creek, where the air is thick with thousands of galahs, where the men will treat you badly, but if you can turn the mob, you can tell them all to stick it up their arse. If you'd be better off without them, if you'd rather be alone, if you can get off on your own just near the start, if you're too young to be frightened and you don't know where you're going and you don't mind if you rip your gear apart, and if you can go down hillsides very near the speed of sound and manage somehow not to fall or hit a tree, then there's every chance some bully will extend a manly grasp, clear his throat and tell you, "You're a man, my son." And if you can fight the impulse to be swayed by this display, and you remember his behaviour in the past, and you can learn to shake a hand while saying, "Jab it up your ass," then you'll find the next bit easy. Walk away.